Yo, estamos aquí a la Nepadigma Show con H-O-G.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
What's up? Pretty good, man. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Oh, yeah, you did perfectly. Thank you.
H-O-G.
Yes, sir. Y un placer estar aquí, man, contigo. Thanks a lot, Pepe.
Hey, man, es un placer el mío. De verdad, cuando empecé yo todo esto de la música, pues yo te conocí a ti también. Estábamos también tal vez, no en el mismo camino, pero sí por la misma dirección, se puede decir. Y wow, fue muy impresionante. O get to meet a lot of people like you, you know. I'm pretty sure you heard that before.
Nah, man, I appreciate that. that's nice of you to say. Thank you. I felt the same way. You had that vibe where it was like, especially when we just started freestyling, right? Like, we just throw a beat on and we just went, and I'm like, damn. You guys were some of the first people that I did that with, and I never felt that comfortable with, like, other artists, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you saying that, because likewise, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I speak from your culture, right? It's like you have, like, everybody has something that carry on and they express, right? Me as a Mexican American, you know, my influences are different than yours, perhaps, or maybe not different, but in a sense that you're half Puerto Rican, and then you're what's the other half?
Palestinian. Yeah, Palestinian.
So I can hear that in you. I mean, perhaps not if you were to tell me, like, right off the bat, like, you know, like, you know, your music is tu música está en español, y cuando se escucha, o sea, si sientes ese sonido que está ahí, no, in the background, that it's not just Puerto Rican, you know, tiene ese sabor que lo pones a otro nivel.
Man, I appreciate that. Thank you. I honestly, it's hard as a musician or as an artist. I like to say artist, not musician. And to find people that, like, can even identify that through what I'm doing, because, you know, we're usually our worst critics ourselves, and we end up not even looking for the proper feedback, whatever it is. And I'm seriously, like, recently starting to appreciate finding those voices out there that can just give me some good constructive criticism for something that came out of my heart, you know. And that means, yes, a lot, man. Thanks.
Yes, man. And we're, like you said, no, we're our own worst critics, as like our own worst enemies, you know. And yeah, we find ourselves, like I said, we met when I met Ray.
Yeah.
Sort of in that you know, Ray was actually the first person that ever recorded me, man.
Oh, shit.
And so, you know, we go back, and then just to hear your music, it's like, wow. I was like, here, I was at Humble Park, bro. I was at Humble Park when I listened to Brujeria. Uh-huh. Oh, man, esa canción. Sí, para la gente que nos escucha por primera vez, o tal vez no sepa quién sea yo o quién seas tú, mi nombre es Giuseppe, estamos en el Paradigma Show, y tengo un invitado especial de honor, uno de las personas que conocí, una de las primeras artistas que conocí yo en este camino de la música. Y un artista muy talentoso, se llama H.O.G. Para los que no lo conocen, ¿dónde te pueden encontrar,
H.O.G.? Gracias, Pepe. Como dijiste, my name's H.O.G. It's the stage name, so el nombre de artista, pero me llamo Haitham, puertorriqueño y palestino de Chicago. Lo que estoy haciendo hoy en día es tratando de encontrar el balance en cómo cuidarme mental y físicamente y poner cosas positivas en la música que sale de mí. Entonces me pueden encontrar ahorita en hog.com. Es la página mía. It's A-T-C-H-E dot. I'm sorry, let me start that over. A-T-C-H-E-O-G.com. En español es A-T-C-H-E-O-G.com.
Y así es, ahí pueden encontrar, man, una música para rumbear, una música para, man, eso sí es un, un tipo de, porque también tienes unas colaboraciones con Rey, y yo colaboré con Rey también, y se escucha, y sí, es, para la gente que nos escucha por primera vez, vaya a la página de HOG para que vea de lo que nos estamos refiriendo. Una música de verdad es diferente, no en sí, sí trae ese ritmo, no es ese tema, el tema de rumbear, pero sí se nota o sea, es Chicago, es Puerto Rico, y más allá una cultura palestina,
sí,
¿no?
Sí, yeah. Trato de poner una fusión de lo que yo he aprendido, siendo puertorriqueño y palestino, nacido en Chicago. Uno no tiene otro choice que aceptar que el mundo es más grande y que nada es blanco ni negro, y tener una mente abierta en todas clases de disciplinas, y una de las disciplinas es la música, porque esto es un arte, pero uno se harta de no ser disciplinado y no hace lo que uno quiere, porque estamos muy entre la espada y la pared por tratar de escuchar las voces que no son de uno, ¿me entiendes? Y yo he tratado de poner cosas positivas, porque ya ustedes saben, you know, if you're in Chicago, especially around these times, you can't not talk about what's going on with Black Lives Matter and all of our brothers and sisters out there. But the thing is, it's like a lot of us come here, or we were born here and we have roots in other places, but it's hard to navigate through life and meet other people's standards when they look first and they don't feel first. You know what I mean? They're not really trying to get to know you. And I've gone through some messed up stuff, you know, interrogated by the FBI at my own job and used as an excuse for the way I look, you know, and all these other things that are happening. I'm sorry if you hear a beeping. I got a very thin window here. But, you know, we go through these obstacles, and the people, sometimes even the people closest to us, put us down, whether it is because, you know, they're trying to make themselves feel better, or they're hurt too, and they don't know how to, like, connect with people. It sucks. And I think what I'm trying to do these days, you referenced my previous collaborations, and very grateful for it, and I'm trying to take my even those verses, if you hear those verses, they're not any different than what I'm saying now. It's like I'm trying to maintain a positivity out there. I don't want to glorify what's all this pain that's happening, you know. And how do I do it without even really knowing how to play instruments? I haven't been taught any of this stuff. I've just been learning it on my own, and luckily I've had enough time and opportunity to work and pay for more courses to get a little bit better. So, you know, what you're hearing now with Brujeria, man, that almost got me emotional.
That's a track. That's a track, man. Brujeria. Oh, man, it's like that rhythm. It's like, ooh, dude.
And I, that's that kind of flow. That's that feel that I'm putting out there. But if you listen to the other one, the catch up, you know, it's got that intro of people talking, and that's just to represent noise that we're going through and all the media. And then, you know, that hook is to explain the what we're going through, you know, where fear is love entrenched in blood. You know, that all they're doing is throwing fear. And what I'm hoping to do is through my website, through the music, and connect not only the sounds but people. You know what I mean? I'm very lucky.
I see it. Sabes, yo me el mismo sentido de traer la positividad. Yo creo en estar triste. Yo creo sometimes, like, but I do understand the positivity, and perhaps in my instance, I personally, I'm done changing the world. Like, I'm done changing the world. Like, that's been my belief that's growing up, right? Or like something like I needed to do, right? Like we have that purpose of mm-hmm. doing something for the people, you know, and for everybody,
doing,
you know.
You're doing it right now with your show, bro. Like, even indirectly, as much as you say that, like.
That's what I understood after I took care of myself first, right? Like after changing myself first, then I gotta be the change I want to see in the world, mm-hmm. right? And as time as it is, sometimes, man, I gotta keep going. And that's one of the slogans on my music. Mente fuerte hasta la muerte. You know, we gotta be strong-minded to, man, cope with not just cope, but, you know, like come up.
Yeah,
you know,
the way I look at it, and you're right, it's like the body. And if you don't continuously maintain your body, it's something that will break down. And we have to do that with our mind. We have to have a strong mind. But I think it's the times to have a closed mind. It's over. You know, there's no excuse anymore. If you see somebody being hateful with their words, don't throw it back, right? Like, just like, oh man, maybe they don't know as much, or maybe they're just informed or something. That's the way I try to look at it now. But yeah, it's not about changing the world. I think it's about being true to yourself and then kind of navigating with what you know. Like, so if you're a lawyer and you used to not do things the right way, but you ended up finding out who you are, you can still do them the right way now. You know, it's the same thing as a musician or as an artist. It's like, damn, I used to do a lot of bubblegum pop stuff just to get noticed, blah, blah, blah. And I don't feel like that anymore. I know more about stuff. And right. I don't think that kind of music really tells people who I am, even if I'm not trying to tell people who I am, just myself. Like, you grow, right? You gotta, but we're stuck in this mentality of, you know, instant gratification, and if it's online, right, it's there forever. I'm like, fuck, do I care? You know what I mean? Like, I'm changing. That's what we're supposed to do, man. You know, as long as I ain't trying to hurt nobody or, you know, put somebody down. If I say something wrong, I'll correct it. There ain't no problem. But I feel like there's so much fear in being clear and transparent because people don't want to be caught up or canceled in this crazy culture.
And where we take that change matters a lot too, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where people have different views on where they want to go on change, and that's where, you know, staying true to yourself goes.
And like, when they have those views, it's who are we to really tell somebody that their views are completely wrong? Obviously, unless they're hurting people, but it's like, maybe we should just hear them out too. I'm coming from the place where, you know, my father is from Nicaragua, but he's Palestinian. My mom's Puerto Rican. You know, it's like they have different cultures, different beliefs, both old fashioned. But, you know, it's the place where I'm like, damn, I can't go out with friends right now because I got to do this, and that. And a lot of people just didn't get that when I was growing up. And I didn't either. I was like, damn, I just want to be with everyone else doing what they're doing. But now I'm like, I'm kind of glad. You just start learning that, you know, a little restraint, yeah, and a little bit more open-mindedness, because different ideas you can put things together. It's like a mixed martial art. That's what I think music is. That's what rap to me is. That's what, you know, being HLG is. It's just being a mixed martial artist, literally. That it doesn't have to be a physical thing, you know?
How did your first, ¿cómo fueron tus primeros momentos de que recuerdas de música que te empezó a llamar la atención?
There's a lot of moments that kind of got me, but like, lo que me acuerdo.
The first one that you remember.
Lo que me acuerdo más, on a trip back to the States from Puerto Rico, my mind just started recalling a lot of like merengue songs, and I would just start singing them in the plane. I didn't even give a shit. And I would just keep going. I'm like, damn, I guess I really like music. And I was always somebody who danced, so I danced merengue, bachata, salsa, all that stuff. And
I almost had a heart attack. I'll just hold on. I was looking for
what happened just now. No worries, man. I heard some extra noise and I didn't realize that you had stepped away. What I was saying was, it was like when I was a little kid coming back from Puerto Rico on a plane, I just started to recite a lot of merengue tracks and kind of felt that it was in there, you know. And I like to dance, so that was something that I grew up with. And eventually a friend of mine said, hey man, come by, we're going to be recording a song. I had never really like written down anything. And then when they started recording, I started writing in a notebook the hooks. And that same day, they wanted me in the group. That same group won a couple of competitions. We went to a radio station, you know, started out pretty well, you know. So I didn't even know that stuff was in me. It wasn't like I purposely wanted to write, but there was a lot of pain and stuff. So all of a sudden, I decided, yeah, might as well try something different, you know, and go out there and face your fears. That same week we had a show, right. I was like, oh shit. I just wrote this hook, I barely remember it.
Yeah, wow.
You know, I first started, I didn't record anything myself. We would go to a studio, and that guy actually who was recording us, he was on stage with Evie Queen before she made it big. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. And the way I found Ray was because my group got so big, I guess, that Ray heard about us and his friend worked with me. So she hooked us up, and that's how we all started working together. And man, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, man. Now, the way I got to know Ray, he was my advisor when I was going through college. He was my advisor, and then I heard him speak. Yeah, he was my advisor. He was helping me pick my first classes. Like, though, you know, it was basic. It was like basic, but you know, I was just right out of high school, and so I heard him talk about his beat class. He was speaking about his beat class and how he, you know, has a band and does solos. You know, like at that time I played guitar, so I told him that, you know, hey, I write music too. And then, boom, one day he hit me up, like, hey, can you play guitar for my band? We had this show going on. And then, boom, that was history. And then, you know, we recorded a mixtape, and then I met you, and then, like, wow, I met a lot of people through Ray. Ray's a great person. Like,
I did my own thing before Ray, and then I had to step away because it just got a little. It was that, like, reggaetonero mindset of being against other groups. I was like, nah, I can't do this shit. So I stepped away for a while to learn more. I got a degree in fire science, and then I met Ray, and music started back up. You know what I mean? And we ended up being Retumba. We won an MTV Tres contest, me and Ray. And we just kept moving from there. And then my health started to go crazy back in 2016, 2017. And I couldn't be committed to things the way I wanted to. Believe me, I tried for a few years, even recently, to help others, to produce for them. And I've helped them. They've even gotten on the radio. But, like, I just couldn't, like, commit to others because I was like, I got to take care of myself first. And that's where Ace OG was born, pretty much, because I used to be Ace Gray. And before that, Alto Bionico. Like, you know, we all go through this, like, little evolving process, man.
Yeah. So tell me about the first, what is it?
Ace Gray, like the
Ace Rey,
the neutral color, gray. Right? Isn't that the neutral color?
Gray. Gray.
I'm not artsy like that. But yeah. And then.
No, yeah, like gray is como
alto, gris. Alto, and it really stood for Árabe Latino. That's how
Alto.
It was, and like sitting here today talking to you about all this, it's crazy. I didn't think I was gonna be interviewed for stuff. It's cool. So
I mean, this is a platform for people to reach new talent. You know, there's talent. I keep saying it, man. There's a lot of talent, and it's a way to build a bridge. You know, build a bridge. This helps me. This helps you, and we do a
community of people that try to, like, not put each other down. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has their own little role that they're good at. So, you know, we're all still learning from each other, but kind of like. Why I started the whole podcast, the catch up, you know, recently, and I feel like it's time to just start putting out, you know, how we kind of see the world. And I don't know, I've never been somebody that needed, like, to be patted on the back or a lot of attention, so it's always been hard for me to do even a solo episode just to explain where I come from. I usually just try to do that through the music, you know? But in a world where we can't even perform right now, it's like, how do you have people understand your music? You got to do this. You got to do a podcast. You got to connect with people on a different level and try to, like, show them who you are. You know what I mean? You got to create value. And,
right. Man. Yes, sir. We're entering we are in a different world than we were, you know.
I don't know. I woke
already
up one day and the whole world was outside. I don't know,
dude. But I always say, man, you know, we don't have a say about what life is going to throw at us.
Right,
what we have to say about what we're gonna do with it.
That's why discipline is so important. You know, I'm hoping that.
How do you, How do you build a discipline, or what is discipline? It's a good. You talk discipline, and that's a good theme or topic in the Paradigma show, because mastering discipline is so important, and myself, I do find that as well. The way that you talk about it, as the way I feel about it as well, right? Like how we and we're our worst enemies, and you know, discipline. We come to an age where like discipline is so important in to master the arts, right?
I think the first thing that I had to start doing was just putting that pride to the side, because you'll never gain discipline if you're always too busy about thinking about how other people think of you, or if you're gonna look stupid if you fail, you know. So that's right. The first thing, and it's the hardest thing. It comes up all the time, right? That's something you can't really cure, especially if you've had it in your head for a long time, where you're always worried about what people think. But the word discipline, it's especially in like the Hispanic community, you know, it's usually sounds like a negative term, right? Because you just, all I've ever heard is like, oh man, your mom's Puerto Rican, you know, you get that chancla, you know? so it's like the word disciplina. No, that's not how I want to associate that word anymore, because there's a lot of things that are negative towards that. And what it is just becoming good and at something and respecting it for what it is, you know. And I'm somebody, I don't like to follow trends or anything like that, so it's hard for me to say that I try to meet standards, because you even said it yourself, my music is pretty different, it's a mix of stuff. But I've started to learn that there is a certain level of professionalism that has to be respected in whatever it is that I'm doing. So that's where the word discipline comes to for me, because I'm like, all right, if I'm doing music, if I have an interface in my house and a microphone and a computer, and I'm just cranking the hell out of it, not really understanding how to use it, putting out content, and it sounds like shit, I'm not disciplined, you know? So let me learn how to do this better, because not only did I spend money to buy the equipment, but I'm taking the time to do something, but I'm not even doing it right. So it's something that I kept having to tell myself, because working an IT job like I was doing for a while and being on call and then trying to help other artists and work on my own music, I was so overwhelmed because I had no discipline and no time management skills. I wasn't learning the equipment or the software. And it started to become just an excuse after excuse after excuse. So I'm like, okay, this is crap. My quality is going down. So it's just, I like to survey what I'm doing, you know, and ask myself, how'd I do yesterday? How can I do better today? And for me, that's my discipline, right? Like, I can't be a military-minded kind of person with that kind of discipline. You know, shout out to whoever can. And they wake up at the same time every day and do everything the same way, and that's how they move forward. I just take things as they come, mostly because of the health stuff, but I just try to now keep all that negative stuff out of my head, because it's definitely something that doesn't work if you're the only one talking to yourself and you're always saying bad things. No matter what you want to do, it's kind of hard to accomplish anything good, you know what I mean? So I just gotta be my own therapist. Obviously, I've gone to therapy, but it gets expensive. So you gotta get good at taking what you've learned and doing it.
The discipline is a paradigm that. For instance, we're not taught, or we have learned from other people, you know, like you said, right? Like when you said it best, we tend to see discipline as something negative, right? Like, oh, te va a disciplinar, you know, like, oh. And one of them, one of the reasons is because we oftentimes don't have the right map, right? We don't have the map. We're not in the right place, or we're not going towards the right things, right? And so no matter you know how hard we tried, or maybe how fast we try to go, we're not gonna get to the right things. So it's not gonna matter. And that takes an individual for self-conscious to see themselves truly, right? Like you said, like say, stay true to yourself, truly, because at the end of the day, it's only ourselves who, you know, like, we're gonna look at ourselves and really be conscientious. Like, we have that power to be conscientious of our thoughts, of who we are, of how are people gonna you know, what are we doing, right? And that's the discipline that works towards what you love, music, and you know, like, you're working on that, right? And doing the discipline. I feel like that's man, they gotta check you out, HOG.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a website, right? You got a website, you got your music there, you got your podcast there.
I'm sorry?
We get your, right?
Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
And yes, I can. And the website is archeog.com. Nice. So you're telling me about how you started on music, and now you're currently working on anything in specific?
Since I've been learning so much more about production itself and song structures and all this other stuff, I'm definitely more excited now to put music with my lyrics, you know, and I'm not trying to be the artist like I used to be, to just promote and perform only. I'm looking to get my music and my art into film and TV and all that. So I'm working with some music supervisors and agents. So slowly I'm working on getting my sound into like some TV shows. I like to look for like Latin based TV shows, anything that uses Latin urban music, and organize my business towards that, you know. I think that's the best way now, is to get synced and licensed for so much content that's being created. If you haven't noticed, when people try to do anything with music on a platform, if they don't own the rights, it gets blocked, and that whole that content itself is stopped or blocked. And that's why for a couple of years I was like, since I worked in IT, I was like, I can't work harder for algorithms and platforms that aren't going to support the art. So I started trying to find a way to make a living from music without having to fight so hard, you know, and just perform, because my body, first of all, can't take it.
Right.
And as much as I try, you know, and I felt like that kind of grind mentality was kind of hurting the art and my ability to learn more. I was beating myself up more because I couldn't keep up with others. And I figured this is probably the best way. Everything is being streamed now, and a lot of these organizations, companies, they need music from good artists, whether it's my music or whether I help someone else get their music licensed. You know, I want to grow that way. And that's the point of my website. That's the point of the catch up and my projects. When I put them up there, it's mostly for feedback on the music. If it's a SoundCloud playlist, it's gonna be a living playlist because it'll be updated. If I get feedback on, hey, the vocals needed to do this, or the drums need to do that, or hey, guess what, the structure of it kind of works better this way, I'll do it. It's not a problem. Why? Because it's gonna be my business. I'm trying to get it into a movie or a commercial or whatever. That's my goal, you know? And then obviously that's the business side of it, but if I can create value and show people healthier ways to do things, that's what the website's for too. Thank you.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I'm in your current project playlist with the Ketchup, Brujeria, Veneno, Arriba, Ponte Duro,
Feel the Heat, After Show. Yeah, that's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got like a freestyle, you know, the 80s genre, the freestyle genre. Yeah, yeah, that's it's kind of got that kind of vibe.
See.
But I always enjoyed it.
Who made the sounds for your tracks?
So the three that you mentioned, the first ones, the Ketchup, Brujeria, and Veneno, those are pretty much the first public self-produced tracks that I've put out. The rest of the stuff I've done that you see there, I've featured on tracks that other producers have made, or, you know, I've paid for the beat. But anything with Ray has been pretty much him and I collaborating on a beat that has been purchased or whatever, you know? So because of the health thing a couple of years ago, I was like, I better learn how to make music that's in my head so I can just, you know, stay sane. So I started to learn how to produce. It's definitely a hell of a challenge because you got to be your IT guy and a producer and everything else, but it's fun.
That's another, have another perspective on how you know, you record your music, I most suppose, right? Because
I produce myself. I sent you that message before this. I was like, thanks, bro, because I have not done a solo intro episode to the Ketchup, the podcast, because I've been too caught up thinking about the video portion of it. Okay. And I just did this Anchor app, bro, and it's dope, and it's already on Spotify. Right. Like, what the you know, it's amazing. And I'm like, okay, this is a nice intimate way to like get my thoughts out without worrying about lighting and video and editing that and putting it together. I just recorded my voice, made sure I knew what I was saying, and I was done. That's cool. So I'm gonna put that episode too on my website, but obviously there's no video. But yeah, man, it's just a matter of keeping myself accountable, and I've already worked with too many people that I just can't let myself not work and do that anymore, you know? I don't know if that makes sense, but like, I've spent so much time doing music and learning this stuff that even when life gets hard, it's like, this is the only thing that makes it right. You know? It's weird.
Right, we as an artist, we find the ways, right, to bend and work things. I feel like, you know, this platform, like, you already know, man, you know, how it gets down. It helps to, for other audiences that perhaps not might have been in your show, right? And now that people can't go to shows, you know, boom, boom, aquí está el virtual party maker.
Thanks.
H-O-G. No, man, really, man. Que le pongan H.O.G. Music.
Thank you. It's growing.
No se van a arrepentir.
No tengo fechas, you know, fijas para las cosas que tengo que hacer, but I try to stick to a schedule as much as I can, especially now that I'm putting out these episodes with the podcast. It's like, damn, I gotta not only make the music for the show when I can, but make my own music as an artist. And you know, it's just fun. It's fun to talk with people like you that are willing to hear somebody talk forever like this. It's too much. and I appreciate it, man, a lot. You know,
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for taking the time, because people do need this in their lives. This is like value, you know, like you say, like this is value right here, what you are, you know, the opportunity for them to know this artist right here, being able to have that chance to look up his music and check it out and be like, oh man, I just heard him speak about some H.O.G. shit, you know.
Thing, I just explained it in the first episode I just did. I was like, OG doesn't stand for original gangster. OG stands for omniferous gray. You know, omniferous is all encompassing, bearing of all things, kind of like a variety of things, you know. So that's me. Yeah, I'm all over the place, and that's what OG really stands for, and Ache is just pretty much, I spelled out the first letter of my first name, which is Haytham, you know. I'm just trying to remind myself who I am, and that liking so many things is okay, and not being on social media trying to like blow myself up all the time, that's okay too. I think we're in a culture where people are like, well, if you're doing music, you need to be on Facebook and all this other stuff all the time. I'm like, no, I don't. There's different ways to do this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Would you like to add anything before we say goodbye to this episode?
Probably have said way too many things. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, I'm Ache OG. I really appreciate Pepe for having me here on the Paradigma show. I know that everyone used to having fully Spanish speaking, pero I do my Spanglish, you know, and a veces my mind goes into a different language, but that's just the way things go. But what I think I'd like to leave the show with, or this episode with, is like, in a time where we've been told to stay away from each other, and a time where we're starting to see what those kind of mentalities have already fostered in people's beliefs, I think shows like this are more important than your local news and stuff like that. You can't expect a journalist or anybody to tell you, you know, what your demons are gonna be and how to fix that shit. It's usually something that kind of stays, you know, with less information for your mind. That's what they try to do. So what I'm trying to say is, let's find alternative media, let's find alternative mindsets, and make sure that we question what we're being told, so we can be healthier, so we can help each other out. Because at the end of the day, all of us being locked down like this, we all kind of just need the same things, you know. We need safety, security, love, compassion, and communication. And if we don't see that on the day-to-day, how are we going to change, you know?
Ache, OG, fue un gustazo tenerte en el Paradigma Show. ¿Gustas mandar saludos a alguien antes de cerrar el segmento?
Ah, well, otra vez, you know, te agradezco por tenerme aquí en el show, para el show, y el tiempo que hemos pasado aquí. It's been great, you know. Saludos a todos los que van a la página y you know, han hecho click para follow y todo eso. Y saludos a la familia, a los amigos, a las amigas, todo el mundo que me conoce allá y los que no. You know, hopefully pronto nos vamos a conocer. So, manténganse saludables, mente positiva, y sigan aprendiendo y creciendo. Con mucho gusto. Love you guys.
Muchas gracias, hermano. I think my show.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. You have a good one, man.